From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front,
too. Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
Oh man, welcome to the Thursday, January 23rd episode of Beers with the Brewers.
Oh man.
Here we are, gents and ladies out there listening, or anyone listening.
Should we do a countdown for this episode?
Yeah, what do you want to count down?
Well, you know, it's a blast off.
Oh, it is a blast off.
T-minus 12, 11, 10, 9, 8. Go for main engine start. 7, 6. We have main engine start. 5, 3, 2, 1, 0. We have SRB ignition.
Wow.
Cool, great.
I'm here with Adam Benner.
Hello.
And brewer this week, Justin Reich. What's
up, dude?
Good to see you. And Walt Takeys, as usual. And by the way, I'm Mark Richards.
All systems go.
We,
space humor for
we figured out what we talked about at our team meeting this morning. Both Justin and Mark here recently celebrated 5 years here at Langer Brewing Company.
That's very exciting.
Cinco years.
So congratulations, guys.
Hey,
congratulations.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We made it.
Walt's going to buy you each a Kolsch.
One Kolsch.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You are lucky men.
I think I might have one. I think there might be a case of beer in my basement from the original canning round of Kolsch.
That's probably, like, that beer ages just super well. That you want to, if it's at cellar temp, you really want it just hanging out.
We have some very early on Greenskeeper and Kolsch that is in my garage still. Mm-hmm. That is
interesting.
There.
Put that in the Land Grant Museum.
Yeah, it might be time to get rid of it.
Put that right next to the keg washer.
Right, make a chili with it.
Oh, yeah.
Get a chili going. Sure.
Well, this week's episode, we're talking about, now that we're done with all our space jokes, Space Grant Star. Oh,
yeah. We won't be making any more space jokes.
The one space joke. That's all right. That's all you get.
Maybe there's more. Space Grant Stargazer Black IPA with coffee.
Ooh, coffee.
So this year, you know, we had some variants historically that involved coffee that we had in the tap room only. Maybe a couple made it to a beer fest once. This year, we're doing the whole thing with coffee because we just really like those. 4 bullet points this week, Adam.
Dark, tropical fruit, citrus. We got the citrus part of the
tris.
And roast
tris.
Coffee.
And roast coffee, yeah. Coffee. Ooh, man, yummy. I'll tell you, it smells great. And this will be releasing in the tap room. If you're listening to this day of release, tomorrow on Friday, January 24th.
Mm-hmm.
So I pulled up last year's for Binary Star, right?
Right? Yeah. No.
Last year's
wrong.
Taco and Chili.
Wrong.
What was Binary Star?
It was not. It was Tranquility Base last year.
That's right. So I went back 2 years. So 2 years ago, we thought with Binary Star, and we'll get more into some of the previous year's Space Grant series a little bit later, chimichurri steak tacos and black bean chili. I think those go fine with those.
That still works.
It must just be the stock standard black IPA fare for...
Black bean, I mean, you're just going to have a lot of really dark stuff. Dark food.
Well,
dark
some food. People like dark food.
Dark food.
Yeah, why not?
It's like there's dark fruit, there's dark food.
Yeah.
Black beans, black beer. Black IPA.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Sure.
So, what do we got going on down here at the LG Tap Room?
Yeah. Euchre rolling right along. As always, it's pretty full, but inevitably each week someone can't make it, and you can only slide in off the waiting list if you are in the building. Play starts at 6:30, so if you want to come down, have a beer, eat a slice of pizza, you might get a chance to play, and if it's still full, I mean, at least you came down and got a free slice of pizza and a beer.
Another waitlister got in this week, so come down, take a chance.
Competitive league this year. I gotta say, a lot of passion and skillful play, probably. I'm not allowed to play euchre, and I don't understand it, so I can't really comment on it.
Joe displaced you as a team member, and yeah. I know you've been ruined psychologically since as it relates to the game.
Continuing our sort of early week competitive action here in the tap room, Trivia just had its second round of play last night. Another good turnout. Angie Healy of stand-up comedy and land-grant brewing bartending fame subbed in as host. But next week, Molly will be back to host that, Molly Martinez. So come out and play some trivia with us. It's every Tuesday, 7 to 8:30 for the foreseeable future. What else we got going on? Oh, Cleveland Beer Fest this weekend. If you're up in the Cleveland area, I know we got a few listeners, and you want to drink some land-grant beers without driving all the way down to Columbus, we're bringing some your way for Cleveland Beer Fest.
As a matter of fact, we're bringing the Space Grant Stargazer
Black IPA with coffee.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Synergy. So you can get a first taste on that up in Cleveland. You'll be drinking at the same time as tapped in our tap room.
Yeah. All the details at their website. I believe it's beerfest.com, but if it's not, just search Cleveland Beer Fest, and it'll pop right up and get a beer list and all that fun stuff. Our friends at Letterman's Row, which is an Ohio State sports website, are going to be here recording their podcast, recapping the 2019 Ohio State football season, which ended at some point that I don't remember.
It's a positive season.
Yeah.
No one's trying to remember that game.
What game are you talking about?
Exactly.
I think, yeah, when they beat Oregon in the championship, I think.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
But, yeah, so they'll be down here Saturday with their whole cast of characters. They got a few former players and some Ohio State sort of world luminaries coming in for that. Should be a good crowd. Ray Rays will be serving up barbecue. We'll be recording that podcast live. And then, yeah, this isn't really like an event, so to speak, but we're going to be brewing the Columbus Craft Beer Week All Columbus Collaboration Beer 6-1 Pour here at Land Grant this year, which we're excited about.
Is there a fun name yet?
It's called 6-1 Pour now.
6-1 Pour forever.
Yeah, we decided last year that
we're done. We're doing going with that.
It's a good name, and let's just keep it rolling. So Bonnie and I will be designing the label.
Oh. Wait, and, Bonnie of Land Grant Brewing Company.
Yeah.
Well, she does a great job.
Yeah. And I haven't assigned that to her yet, so if she listens to this podcast, Bonnie, get working on that.
This is your call to arms here. Yeah, get on it.
But that'll be fun. That's always a good time to get everyone together and make a beer and drink some beers and hang out. And so that'll be coming out for Craft Beer Week, which is, when is that, Mark? It's in
May 1st through May 9th.
That's correct. Look at that.
So keep your eyes open for that. Follow OCBA, that's the Ohio Craft Brewers Association, on all your social media for all the latest stuff around Columbus Craft Beer Week.
Yeah, speaking of May, we found out this week that we are invited back to Savor, which is the Brewers Association food and beer pairing event. We Fancy participated one. Last year for the first time down in Washington, D.C., and you are selected out of a lottery, and we've won, I guess, that lottery the last 2 years, but it's a great event. If you ever have the opportunity to go down there, Justin, Dan, and myself were there last year,
and it was great. That might be my favorite craft beer event.
It definitely was for me. I have recommended that to anyone that can go to it. The food was fantastic. The pairings were great. The beers, the venue was amazing. It was in the Building really Museum. Cool. National Building Museum in Washington, D.C., and then this year they're moving it to, I think it's called Anthem Hall, is that right? There's a new
Anthem.
Audio.
The Anthem.
A new audio place.
A concert venue.
It's a speaker store at the mall.
It's in the old, I don't even know, never mind.
Yeah, so that'll be fun, as with a lot of the other events that we're going to have coming out this year. So stay tuned as we make more announcements on dates for Jenny's and other type of events here at the brewery. But enough about that. How about this beer here?
Oh,
Justin.
Beer? Are we talking about beer now?
We're talking baseball.
the Reds are looking good this year. Getting a lot of great free agents.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And I think, no. Let's talk about Space Grant Stargazer Black IPA with coffee.
With coffee.
Shall we?
It's a mouthful.
The beer is?
When you order that at the bar, you can just say Stargazer. Do you have to go, can I get a Space Grant Stargazer Black IPA with coffee?
You do. I think that is something
they might
that,
get confused.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because you don't want to end up with a Space Grant Stargazer Black IPA without coffee, which is a completely different thing.
Which doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist because it all has coffee.
Yeah, this will be our only Black IPA.
With coffee.
It'll be the only Stargazer. I think you're safe on just calling it any of those.
Mm-hmm. Should we just stick with Stargazer from now on?
Oh, man.
Yeah, cool. You probably just even say coffee beer, please.
That one.
Just seal something at your bartender, and they'll give you whatever they want to give you.
Well, we're talking about Stargazer. It is coming in at about 7.8 ABV. It's 40 IBUs. We ended up using Chinook, Cashmere, Citra, and Cryo Sabro. And then for the malt bill, we actually stuck with the same malts that we used last year in our Black IPA. It's just our silo malt, which is just two row, and then midnight wheat for color, but like just the subtlest hint of roast. You really don't get a lot of the bitterness or roast character from midnight wheat, which is why we used it in this. And then we actually hit up our good friends down at Crimson Cup this year for this. We use their Kenya Kanake coffee, which is a super fruity, like limey, like almost like slightly caramel-centric coffee. And I think it really complements this beer.
It's fun to say, too.
Very well.
Kenya Kanake.
Kanake. Mm-hmm.
Now, did I hear you say Cashmere?
Oh, yeah, I did say Cashmere.
Is this Cashmere?
Of course it's Cashmere. Hey.
Oh, I love Cashmere.
Oh, who doesn't?
Fine. Is there a red dot on that?
Oh, okay.
No, okay.
What is this?
Okay.
Cashmere sweater.
Oh, boy.
All right, so let's drink through this beer.
All right. What does this beer look like, Mark?
It's an opaque ruby brown.
Would you say it's as dark as the furthest reaches of space?
One could say that.
I would.
It's pretty dark. So yeah, it's pretty dark.
If you were to point the Hubble telescope at this, would you maybe show a bunch of galaxies hidden within inside of this?
No, but you might be able to see like some CO2 in suspension, just the carbonation floating around.
This treat does as stars.
Sure.
Yeah.
It does as stars.
Hopefully you don't see anything else in there, but...
Yeah, I mean, it is for all of those people that like hazy beers. I mean, you can't see through this, so...
It's hazy.
You could call it hazy
it's
beer.
It's not hazy, but you can't see through it.
I certainly can't see through the other side.
I mean, who knows? Maybe it is a hazy black IPA for all those haze bros out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're definitely getting that coffee on the nose.
Oh, yeah.
And I think one of the things we wanted to stick with the coffee in this year, the last couple of years, if... You all remember, we have done variants on our black IPAs, just like Mark said at the beginning of the podcast. We generally have used a specific coffee from Dark Matter Coffee out of Chicago. It's actually it was called Crack the Sky. It was it was a Mastodon, the metal band, has a coffee with them, but it's this super light roast that is just packed with like these tropical fruit flavors that really paired well with this beer. It's similar to, like, I feel like a lot of people see a black IPA and they immediately think, oh, that's going to be a heavy stout. It's going to be real chocolatey. It's not at all like that. Similar to this coffee. You see it, you immediately think it's going to be this overly roasted, like, chocolate, nutty character. And it's real fruity.
Yeah, it is.
So I think Crimson Cup knocked it out of the park with this one. So if you can find Kenya Kanake in stores, highly recommended.
Yeah.
It's a super tasty coffee, and I think it complements this beer really well.
Yes, indeed.
But that coffee flavor is also followed up with layers of coconut from the cashmere hops, and then citrus and tropical fruits, which are predominantly coming out from the Sabro Cryo and the Citra.
It's a good mix.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good mix. Fun to have the coffee in there.
Yeah.
It'd be fun to have that in a can instead of just having to come to the tap room to get it.
Yeah, you like it in the can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you get... I'm kind of sleepy. I mean, is this going to wake me up at all? Is there any caffeine left in a beer, in a coffee? When it,
I mean, it does extract a little bit of caffeine, but it's not like, it's no vodka Red Bull.
Okay, I'm going to go get a vodka Red Bull.
Which I'm saying right now, we are announcing today on the podcast our brand new vodka Red Bull seltzer that will be coming
out. That's exciting.
Jumping in that seltzer and game. Strong. Save that for that the April episode. Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, this is a delicious beer. I think every year it's exciting to see this black IPAs. They're not as in vogue as they were 5 years ago when made this, but I think it is a different twist on than what you're normally seeing out there coming out of the winter with all those stouts and porters.
It's a transitionary beer.
It's a great transition beer.
That's a good way to put it there, bud.
Thank you so much.
Especially right now that winter finally showed up. I guess finally I'm saying that not as a positive, but it did rear its ugly head here.
Oh, man, an ugly
in Central
it is.
Ohio.
Ugly it is.
Not a fan.
But it's a good beer to have that transition as we wait for the sunny days and warmer weather to return. So in having this, I see a lot of our glasses are close to empty. I got one question for you guys. I think you should just leave that this week. But yeah, how crushable is it? For those of you maybe haven't tuned into the podcast in a while, first time listener, crushability scale is essentially in a session. You know, you're at your house. Watching a game, you maybe have some friends over. You're somewhere that you have a designated driver, maybe an Uber or Lyft. In that session, how much of that six pack would you be able to responsibly finish?
I would say without having to run a power saw to cut any wood or chop down any trees,
which you do often
with a chainsaw afterwards. Or drive an automobile.
That Clintonville wilderness one.
Yeah, I think I'll get two and a half on this.
Two and a half?
Yeah,
two.
I feel like it's going to be varied, and I think my half could pull something up here.
I'm just going to say, we always do these decimals, and I don't think we ever go into deep enough description about what we're doing with the rest of the beer that we're not drinking.
Oh, yeah, well...
Half can go in a chili.
Black bean chili.
It's incredibly rare for me to have a beer by myself, so I always have a buddy to split a beer with. Say, you want to split this one, Wally? We just split a beer.
I mean, I'm going to pass because I'm going to go with three of them.
Yeah.
Three?
Yeah, so you can give that to someone else.
Nice.
I think it's a three for me.
I was also going to say three, but I feel bad for Mark that we've got a half a beer in limbo.
Yeah.
I'll go two and a half, too.
Okay.
I think Heather, my girlfriend, would really appreciate if I didn't have that third beer all the way.
7.8%.
Shout out to Heather.
Shout out to Heather. Yeah. She's probably not going to listen to this, but if she does, she'll hear her name and she's going to be just...
Furious.
Ecstatic.
Tickled pink.
So happy about it.
How about this? I'm going to go two.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
How about this?
Now you got math to do better.
I love coffee beer, so I'm sticking with three. You guys can't talk me down from that.
Yeah, so two and a half is the average.
Okay.
Right? Two and a half is five. Three and two is five.
Yep.
That's 10 divided by four.
Yeah, we're going to round that up on the website.
It's 2.5.
Two and a half. Do you have it built in the website? Do half cans?
No.
You can have a little can. Drink like half can. Full.
Come on. Drink the whole can.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, all right.
Landgren Brewing Company. Drink the whole can.
Drink the whole can, please.
Not on the record.
You're going to go through. You're going to still go through three cans because half of it's going into the chili.
Oh, that's a good point.
Or your buddy.
Yeah.
You're opening three cans.
Are we now advertising to use our beer in chili?
Pour it out.
Why would you not?
I don't know.
I love using Langer our beer
We've
in
got
chili.
Our money pour at that point out. Anyway.
There are some fun things about this iteration, and you touched on it, Walt, on this iteration of the Space Grant Beer series that we have done every year since we opened. This is essentially the... let's just call it the seventh in the series. We've done a couple of years. We did a couple for special events, but
it's the sixth annual release.
It's the
sixth one we put in cans. I'll say, sir. Let me run the story. This all started. Kosai reached out to us. They were reopening their planetarium, and they wanted us to brew up a special beer for the occasion, so we kind of came up with this idea of Space Grant series of beers.
And please understand, you got to use a Wayback Machine for this, because we're talking 2015.
Was our first year open.
2015.
Yeah, and so we devised this series of black IPAs, with the first one being called EF1, which stood for East Franklinton 1, which is wasn't an official NASA mission, but it was an official land-grant COSI mission. And then we followed that up the next year with Gravity Wave, because that year they had discovered the existence, or proved the existence of the theoretical gravity wave, which was one of Einstein's theories. The year after that, we did Godspeed. It was the year that John Glenn passed away. So we named that one in his honor. Then it was Binary Star, which is a star that has two stars essentially rotating around a black hole. So that beer featured two hops that basically collapsed in on itself to create a black IPA.
Yeah, so Binary Stars, when they do collapse in on each other, they form a black hole.
Into a black
they
hole.
They create gravitational waves.
Correct.
With so coffee.
It was with coffee. It brings it brought it full circle.
Yeah. And then last year we did a beer called Tranquility Base, which last year was pretty obviously the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 mission that landed on the moon. So we celebrated that with the beer last year. And then the one that we've done that was not a black IPA, it was an extra pale, was called Cubert. And it was a pretty special release. Not that it was a very wide or large release, but because the Ohio State Aeronautics Lab reached out to us because they had developed a satellite at Ohio State that they were launching into space called Cubert.
And why wouldn't it want a beer to go along
with
it?
And so it needed a beer. And so they reached out to us to brew up a special batch of beer to commemorate that launch. And we sent it to the engineers and the launch team and everyone else. And
it didn't make it to space.
It was kind of fun.
Unfortunately,
that's not. But you know, that's not the most
important
thing.
Got to drink it.
You can cut that. From, yeah. No one needs to know that.
And and then we're on to this year where we're doing Stargazer, which
black
I'm pretty
IPA
excited about.
With coffee.
So tell us about Stargazer.
All right, so Stargazer is one where I feel like it's like this perfect storm of science and space and our neighbors here, COSI, and everything we kind of do here at Land Grant, where it's
we look at the stars.
We look at the stars now. It's celebrating our community and our neighbors and everything, but it's just really dovetailed nicely into the space grant. So basically, what happened was when we're starting to think about the beer this year, I was researching and quickly discovered it was the 30th anniversary of the launch of the Hubble Space Telescope. So it's in its 30th year of service, which is pretty amazing that it's been up there that long and still working. But as I kind of researched that further, I stumbled upon this name, Catherine D. Sullivan. And as I read about her, I realized that she was the first American woman to ever spacewalk, which is awesome, in 1984.
Very awesome.
That was the year you were born.
Yeah.
Wow.
She worked on, she was on the mission that deployed the Hubble telescope and then went back to space a third time in 92 on a space lab mission.
That was the year you were born, Justin.
And the thing that was so like sort of mind-blowing when reading
Wrong.
About her was that as I read about her post-astronautic career, civilian career, when she retired from her astronaut service, she became the president CEO of COSI,
whoa,
which is right down the street, as you know. She was there when they transitioned from their downtown location to the Central High School. Is that what it was called, Mark?
Yes,
it was.
Central,
yes,
it
Central
was called
High
Central
building.
High School. That was the
thanks,
high
Mark.
School.
Yeah, so she was there when they opened their new museum, and then after that, she went over to Ohio State to head up the Battelle Center for Mathematics and Science Education Policy. So this huge connection to Columbus and specifically our neighborhood in Columbus. Then after that, she went on to be the administrator of NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And then when she retired from that, she moved back here to Columbus, which is pretty cool. She's not originally from Columbus, but she just loved her time here.
It's like and, a lot of us.
Settled down. Yeah. So it's a really cool thing that is, you know, both specific to space and what we try to celebrate with the Space Grant Beer, but also to someone that's very much a part of our community here. And yeah, and you know, we reached out, you know, we talked to our folks at COSI and said, hey, we've got this idea to celebrate Catherine and Hubble, and they put us in touch with her. We met with her. She was awesome. She was really excited about the idea and the project, and was very just in. And it's been cool to meet her and talk to her, and a pretty inspiring woman, really. She just put out a book this year, last year, 2019, sort of a memoir of her astronautical career called Handprints on Hubble, which I recommend reading. It was a really easy read. And
is it on Audible?
I don't know if it's on Audible. It's on Kindle, I'm pretty sure. MIT Press is the publisher. You can find it all over. I wouldn't be surprised if it's on Audible, but go check it out.
Yeah, do it on paper, Adam. Pick up a piece of paper.
I'm like George. I need the audio.
I have a signed copy in the office that she signed for my two daughters. But of course, when we met her, she was like, this is really cool, but I don't want to make this about me. And she really wanted to kind of make it about her class of astronauts that all worked on the really involved with the Hubble project, sort of from start to launch, and then, you know, maintenance there after that. The class she was a part of was the 1978 class, which was, as I understand it, sort of the second class of astronauts after 1969 was the first class. This was the kind of the second crew of astronauts to come through
after the Apollo folks.
Yeah. Sorry, I guess it was like the third round, but they kind of adopted this nickname as the 35 new guys, which was kind of a play on the military, the effing new guys, TFNG. But they had this really cool sort of cartoon illustration of these 35 cartoon astronauts kind of orbiting and hovering and floating and in and above the space shuttle. And so when I was talking to her and said, you know, what do you think this can should look like? And she's like, you know, it's the Hubble anniversary, so pretty much everyone worked on the Hubble project. It would be cool to sort of update this old graphic that someone drew up for a t-shirt, and basically swap out the shuttle for the Hubble. So if you look at the can, and it's up online, it's on our Instagram and everything, you can see that sort of cartoon crew of astronauts all working on the Hubble. And if you go to the website and go to our blog, I actually have a side-by-side shot of the original sketch and the version we did. So it's been really cool, and it's a great story, and I think it's a cool example of how you can tell these stories through beer and you know, bring people together around these ideas and things. And with this one, we at Catherine's request, an organization that's near and dear to her is the Astronaut Scholarship Foundation. So a portion of proceeds from this beer will go to support that. So you're doing a little good while drinking too. So
yeah, well, it's awesome that she wanted to include the whole program in recognition. And cheers to your contribution and your humility, Catherine.
Yeah. Go read her story. It's awesome. Read her book.
Or you can get it on Audible. I just confirmed
it. Or if you don't like to read it, you can listen. Oh.
I added it to my Audible listening library, so I'll have to follow up with a book report.
And I was at COSI this weekend with my kids, and in the little space section, there's a big display, and it's two astronauts are featured, and it's John Glenn and it's Catherine right next to each other with kind of their story and some memorabilia from their trips. I don't know if that's the right word, but you know what I mean.
That's
trips,
cool.
Trips space.
The t-shirts they bought up there in space, you know.
From the gift shop.
The gift shop in near space.
Some artifacts, I guess. I don't know. Go read about her. It's awesome. Cool story. And really excited and proud to have her sort of blessing for this beer.
It's awesome.
Well, here we go. So that's great. No questions from listeners this week.
Nope.
I'm pretty bummed about that.
Well, you know, it can't be every week, I guess.
So, yeah.
I mean, it can be.
Yeah, why don't you just get on the Facebook, on the Twitter,
I can walk around
Instagram.
The tap room and find a random person to ask me a question.
They love that.
Just hit him in the forehead with a microphone.
You ask Greg. What do you want to know? Put Greg on the spot. Put him on the podcast. Gregory. Anyway, shoot us question, snail mail, postcard. Telegram,
instant message.
Send it to Justin's AIM account.
I'm not going to tell you what my screen name was.
No, yes, indeed.
It wasn't bad.
But next week, we got our 100th official episode of Beers at the Brewers.
Episode.
Mark has been listening to every single, all 98, I guess, before this episode and pulling out. It's going to be a clip show, right?
Just like, we'll see about that. We'll see about that. I don't know.
Just like
I think we might have to wing it and have a lot of get Adam's old soundboard out so we can be maximum effect on Seinfeld clips. Because next week we're talking about, and hopefully, Justin, you can join us again, Round Teen.
I mean, the can is round.
All the tanks are round.
The keg is round.
The hoses are round.
They should call it Round Teen.
Why don't they call it Round Teen?
The glass is round.
Gold, I know this was your baby, Justin, so please.
It was my baby.
You can join us again next week.
I hope I can, too.
This is this would be the third Seinfeld beer.
Mutter, Sombrero, Round Teen?
Round Teen.
Is that it?
Really? It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it is.
It's one of the first... We brewed some beers over the holidays that are going to be keg only, so you're not going to be able to find this in cans, but you're going to have to come to the tap room and maybe select locations around, but stay tuned next week for that fun 100th episode of Beers with the Brewers.
Right on, man.
Other than that, well, we got to get on going. So,
gotta get on going. Come down and have a Stargazer Black IPA with us tomorrow.
With coffee.
And make sure you tip your bartenders.
Cheers.
Houston, there's no problems here.
Oh, no. Second joke.
One. All right. Bringing you up
two,
a little bit.
Talking. Talk.
Hey guys.
Talk.
Okay.
Hey guys.
Jeppy, you're sounding good.
Hey, I'm Walt.
Hey,
there it is.
I can't even tell the difference. Which one? So we got two Walts on this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me. And me.
And me.
Mm-hmm. It's all Walt podcast.